I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin and his top commerce official visited Jay Peak today. They're trying to ease concerns about the future of that resort, as well as Kew Burke and other developments in the area that were funded by the federal EB-5 program. Federal authorities filed a lawsuit against developers Bill Stanger and Ariel Quiros, alleging they defrauded the program of hundreds of millions of dollars. But the governor says Jay Peak is open for business. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis and Taylor Dobbs have more.
It will continue to be a thriving business. Kew Burke also is almost completed. Literally, we've got the oil in the fryolators. It's ready to go.
After federal authorities filed a lawsuit alleging millions of dollars of fraud at the EB-5 developments, attorney Michael Goldberg was put in charge of the businesses as a receiver. He says this is not your typical case.
In a typical receivership like this, a lot of times I will come in and there'll be nothing. And we have to start scrambling to find out where the money went. Well, it's pretty obvious where much of the money went here, because you have the buildings, you have an operating hotel.
And Goldberg says that these two resorts that make up a huge part of the economy in the Northeast Kingdom are staying open.
It's business as usual at the Jay, and the Kew Burke, the Burke will open and be a thriving hotel.
Goldberg says he's dropping the Kew in Kew Burke, which stands for Quiros. That's the developer accused of fraud. Jay Peak employee Alex Sullivan says otherwise, things are pretty normal for the workers here.
I haven't noticed any kind of difference in the way we do our jobs and the way the mountain looks, the way it operates.
What Shumlin wasn't as ready to address were questions from immigrant investors. Felipe Vieira is an investor from Brazil. And when he tried to ask a question, this is what happened.
Just a second, please. Mr. Goldberg, I'm Felipe Vieira. I'm one of the investors.
Press. We're taking questions from the press. It's a press conference. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay.
Vieira and others invested in a project that hasn't been completed yet. And that means he's not sure if his investment is meeting the job creation requirements in the EB-5 program. This is important because if investors don't meet all of the program's requirements, they can lose their legal residency. And all that's controlled by Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS for short. Commerce Secretary Pat Moulton said she has been in touch with USCIS, and she says investors should keep pursuing their applications.
They are clearly ready and will continue to process petitions for immigration status. So we've encouraged investors to continue to pursue their petitions through USCIS.
Plus, Goldberg, the receiver, says it might work out for at least some of the immigrants who invested in the projects that haven't been finished.
It's too early because we may wind up finishing. I don't know right now. I'm going to be meeting with the investors. My representation of the investors is my primary concern.
Despite the recent corruption charges, Moulton says EB-5 projects still have a place in the Vermont economy.
We have the systems in place now to do the necessary compliance and review so investors will have comfort that this type of fraud would not happen again.
Even though a bunch of investor money seems to have disappeared, lots of investments, like the Burke Resort and Jay Peak's new additions, are here to stay. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis.
And I'm Taylor Dobbs.